Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcus, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
Customer support from where?
We're third-party call center, handles calls for over 400 companies. If you provide your zip code, I can see what we have for you.
47362.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
47362.
47362. Okay, let's see what we have. Your name, ma'am?
It's Melissa White. Probably what it is I keep getting, because I have Chime, like the Chime card, it's a debit card, and I keep getting Chime, and so I went on, and they'll send me a text message asking if I tried to make this transaction, and it's been the last two nights. And I haven't been making these transactions. I haven't even been anywhere to make these transactions, and I haven't went online and bought anything or anything like that. And so I've had to block my card. So this is the phone number that it has given me. It's like an 855 number.
Okay, could you verify your address?
618 South 22nd Street, Newcastle, Indiana, 47362.
Okay, thank you for that. So I see that you, the first transaction that you made, successful transaction, was for an ice maker on the 18th of September.
That was supposed to be for a dollar. And it was for a to be in a drawing or some sort. I've already called and disputed this and all this.
Okay, so let me look in the system and see what we have.
Because it was like a sweepstakes, and it was very misleading. So I called and I talked to a lady about it, actually, and she sat there and argued with me, and so I just said, forget it, because I was like, I can't get my money back or whatever since I didn't. And she's like, no.
So I don't
even though it was a dollar.
Right. So I don't see, because I'm looking for some notes in the system to show that you call. So I don't. I'm going through a few of the transactions. Give me a minute.
Okay. It's been probably a good month and a half, I guess.
So I've looked through the transaction. I don't see any indication in here that you actually even called in.
I did, because I even took it out of my checking account or my debit card. Mm-hmm. It's been probably about a month and a half, maybe 2 months now, because it was hot outside.
Right. Yeah. Yes, the last successful transaction that took place was in September. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to cancel the membership, I can do that.
Because I haven't received any ice maker, and it was very misleading. Because actually it said that I wanted, that I just had to pay 99 cents or $1.99 or something like that.
Okay, one moment. Let me go in the system and see if I can clear this. One moment, miss.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So you're canceled now. You won't be billed again. I do have a cancellation number if you're ready.
Can you hang on just a second? Let me grab a pen. I was going to say, can you just send it to me through checks? But okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
261-724-659.
Okay, C is in Charlie, 2261-724-659.
C is in Charlie, 261-724-659.
Oh. Okay, then I've really messed it up. Okay, C, 22.
So, C, 261.
Oh, okay, 261.
724. 724. 659.
659. Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye.